Got my morning purse lane. And it's everywhere, which is fantastic. The New York Times apparently came out with something about, and there's a little talk here and there, that it costs $300,000 to raise a child. And I remember when I was in school, was studying child development, home economics, and I think the figure back then was like $186,000 was what it took to raise a kid. And I was always a little bit suspicious of the whole thing. And I was watching a little clip from Gutfeld on the internet. And Tyrus talked about his mother. And he said, I think, you know, she raised two kids for like $45 a month or something like that. I don't know. Everybody goes for the grand extreme, right? And I don't know if it's really even, you know, people all talk about there being some grand conspiracy, some huge agenda to counter God. And I don't know if there has to be a grand agenda. I don't know if there has to be masters of the universe, although I'm not saying that there isn't, but I don't think it's necessary in order to turn us away from the agenda of God, which has been kind of in my mind the past few months. I need to have some. This is really good personally. It's looking great. In fact, it's getting a little too big. Anyway. A lot of coordination toward making sure Satan's plans are put into place instead of God's is not necessary at all, because the only plan that Satan has is the diverting of people from the agenda of God. He doesn't care how you do it. The phrase is, he wants people to be miserable like himself. And that's it. He's just causing misery. Misery instead of happiness. It's easy to be destructive. Inaction causes destruction. Oh. Anyway. So. So I just keep working it. Keep pushing things along until you get a result that you want. I've been talking about, I don't think I do a very, I'm not a great orator at all, I think. But my whole thing that I think administrative assistants, really make the best help desk people. They typically know their stuff. They're often terribly organized, and I mean terribly in a good way, very organized. Yeah, be careful about using the word terribly to try to add punch to something. It's amazing how many blocks away you can be from the railroad tracks, and yet, under the right conditions, it just, it just sounds like it's right next to you. But yeah, just finished up another short little snippet. I hate to call these things essays, because I don't think I even follow the form very well. When you take English in school, it's almost completely form over function. When I was at Ricks College, I got to write, I got to be a tutor for English. And it was mostly about helping people learn how to do essays. And I don't know if I can I be honest, I've hardly ever looked at it again for making sure that I'm following the format. It might have been ingrained in me enough that you can see the vestiges of it, but it's probably like my typing, my keyboarding, sloppy. You know, the English language, everybody kind of credits Shakespeare for bringing us into the somewhat modern age of the English language. And you're going, he had his interesting way of doing things. He knows patterns in his writing. And these things became almost the bedrock of how to write. It's interesting how these things come to pass. You would think that a bunch of scholars worked up the best way to do things, and then inculcated everybody with these good practices. And oh, I went all the way up the hill to the tower. Apparently we have equipment up here that beams signal to. Other places that the president yesterday was telling me about, the closet of equipment in his house to connect him to the college. Interesting, but I'm almost tempted to say that it's somewhat superfluous. Unnecessary on a certain level. With the world of virtual private networks and being able to connect through your existing internet connection, bringing you on to the network. Anyway, so I'm thankful every day for blessings that I have. Being able to use circumstances I'm not making any sense. Yeah, I'm grateful for this walk, whether I'm recording it or not. It's a good transition. I often get a ride home. Chris offers a ride, and I usually take it. And yesterday I said, I think it's a beautiful day. I'm going to walk home. I'm glad I did. It's a good thing. For the exercise itself, even if you're tired, it's been a long day, it's a good way to unwind. And I am happy to be here. I'm sorry, I was talking about other things. Other things that came up. Oh, the $300,000 kids. And I was saying, well, you know, I says, I don't know if it's some grand conspiracy. But a lot of people like to take advantage of it for their own private reasons. The scriptures that I was looking at in 3 Nephi 27 is an example of those who will be hewn down and burned in the fire for their actions, for what they do, for their works is the term that's used. And when you have the $300,000 kid and people get scared and they go, you know, when childbearing becomes some kind of an economic question, that's the road to bad things. Because from such is the wellspring of joy, doing the things that our Heavenly Father has commanded us to do. Marrying. These are all ennobling things. Marriage and family, work, just circumstantially almost, make us less selfish. The act of hearing that a child cost $300,000, that was just up to the age of 18. That wasn't if you're going to pay for them to go to college and stuff like that. That's totally other things. But if you let those kinds of things stop you from doing, see, and you could say, oh, well, not having children because of the economic problems and such is selfish. And you're going, yeah, I'm not denying that might be a factor, certainly. I'm not saying that having kids is going to automatically make you unselfish. But it'll help. It's a little tricky because we often forget that our responsibility to our children is to help them to become better adults. I'm a really simple person. I like simplicity. I'm not a big fan of I don't attempt to create complexity, although I don't know if I really go to great lengths to try to avoid it. I'm grateful for other people striving to do what's needed. There's plenty of things to do. Plenty of work needing to be done. I'm trying to stay on a good course that way. That I try regularly to find insights from Scripture, from the prophets and the apostles. Trying to lead us in the right way so the Lord can protect us and watch over us. Be in the fold. Be a good sheep. Don't cause the Lord trouble or angst particularly. I'm very blessed. This job I feel is a blessing, and I'll continue to think it is. I'm not some amazing business leader. Plugging away. Every day it's given to us. To keep plugging away. Doing what needs doing. Now that I've got my cell phone and it gets information all the time, I feel a little more comfortable about traveling around, doing things. Hopefully that'll go better. Oh, in fact, I really haven't said too much. I'm already starting to think about work things. Time to stop. There's Destiny, our friend. Okay.